Hello, everyone. Welcome to my show, Angel Gavitt Show. And I am your beautiful host, Angelique, the Diva Everett. And this is my Respect and Manners episode of my show and YouTube channel. I am thrilled and got the opportunity to sit and chat with my amazing cousin and special guest, Ms. Leslie Thompson. She is a wife, a mother, and now she just retired from Social Security Administration. Hello, Leslie, and welcome to my show and YouTube channel. Oh.
All right. Thank you, Angelique. Thank you. I'm pleased to be here with you today.
So tell me about yourself.
Well, I mean, I think you pretty much summed it all up. That's my life in a nutshell.
I'm a bubble. Forgive us. Just forgive us, my viewers. Okay.
Oh, man. I'm a Buffalonian, educated here in Buffalo, public schools. I graduated from Lafayette High School and Damon College. Right. LHS, man. As you said, I'm married and I have one child. I have several godchildren and nieces and nephews. And of course, a beautiful cousin who's hosting this show today. So, okay. Well, that's my life.
And you got a beautiful auntie. You got a beautiful auntie too.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So how are you dealing and coping with COVID-19?
Oh man, you know, mask, hand washing, vaccinations, you know, whatever it takes, you know, limit where I go, when I go. And just try to be careful out here and enjoy life, you know? That's COVID-19, right?
I agree about that. Mm-hmm. They're talking about another variant going around.
Yeah, it's mask up and, you know, try to stay safe. And if you get it, take care of it. You know, all the things they tell you to do, do. You know?
Yeah. And matter of fact, it's good that you mentioned that. My aunt, you know, my aunt from Atlanta. She basically been sending me emails with the free COVID test, you know, the at-home test. Mm-hmm. So she's been trying to hook us up with that too. So
yeah, I have a couple of them. Actually, I did take one. We had gone to Cleveland. And when I got back, I had a little scratchy throat. So I was testing to see what's going on. It came back negative the day, you know, everything was cool. So, yeah.
Well, that's good to know that it came negative. So I'm going to do a little tricky a little bit. How many years have you worked at Social Security?
Well, I worked there for 39 years. I retired as a past specialist from there. So
that's a lot of years.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Okay. Oh, Angelique. Compose yourself now, compose yourself. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. I got that. I'm getting that out of my system now. Okay. But yes, that's a lot of years.
Yeah. It was time to go, I think.
And it's a good thing you're mentioning about the PASS program, by the way. That's actually my other question I wanted to ask you. Yeah. So... what is the PASS program?
Well, the PASS is an acronym. So like an abbreviation, what it stands for is Plans for Achieving Self-Support. It's a Supplemental Security Income or SSI work incentive. I was a member of what they call a PAS cadre. So that's a group of people who are trained to process the PAS applications and to monitor the progress of people who are engaged in the PAS, who are doing that, who are working on their goal and trying to achieve a work goal. That's what it is. So basically what it is that people with disabilities who are receiving Social Security disability, or as they call it, some people call it SSD, or who are receiving Supplemental Security Income, SSI, who are working with a vocational counselor, have a vocational goal, and need some financial help, they fill out an application for the PAS work incentive. And on that application, the applicant states what their work goal is and what they need to do in order to reach that work goal. Usually the vocational counselor or rehabilitation counselor or other vocational professional will help the individual develop their plan. And then so then basically what they're doing for us is putting it down on the form that we provide them, which they can download off of the Social Security website. They fill that application out and then submit it to their local office. And then their local office would forward that on to the PAS cadre. So the PAS cadre I worked in was upstate New York. We serviced 29 offices. From Albany to Plattsburgh and then, you know, everything west of that. So we didn't service downstate New York. So the Poughkeepsie area, that was handled by somebody else. So that's what a pass is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this other question, we don't even have to ask you technically, but since you mentioned about SSD, what is SSD?
Okay. Social Security disability is a benefit that is available to people who have a disability and who are, you know, approved for it. They have to be what we call insured. Well, not we, what the agency calls insured. That means that they have done some work under the FICA system and they have been found to be disabled and they can collect money from that. It's an insurance program that you pay when you work or your parents pay when they work, and it gets you what they call insured status, and then you can get a benefit from that.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. I just had to ask that question when you mentioned
Yeah, that was a surpriser, but that's fine.
Well, I figured to ask the question because you mentioned SSD. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know I get SSI. Yeah. I've never heard of SSD. So I'm like, let me ask that question.
Yeah. Social Security disability and SSI, the same disability, if you have a disability under the one, you could be considered for the other program as well. SSI is what they call needs-based. So that's based on your income and resources. And that's, you know, kind of where the PAS comes in, because on the PAS application, the form SSA 545, the applicant states what their work goal is and what money they expect to earn when they pursue the work goal that they're going to pursue. So what they've worked on with their vocational counselor and whatever it is that they decided they wanted to be or to do, they would write that down on the application. And they tell about their disability and the limitations or obstacles that they expect that they may encounter in pursuing their work goal. The PAS applicant should do some research regarding their goal. You know, they should know if they're going to need any licenses or permits to do their work goal, if they're going to need a degree, you know. So, whatever comes along with pursuing that goal that you want to be, we what PASS can do is help you financially, you know, save up the money that you need to reach the goal. The whole idea behind the PASS is that the individual who's pursuing that would become what they call self-supporting. That means that they would rely more on their work activity to produce their income than they rely on the supplemental security income benefits that they receive or the social security benefits that they're receiving.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay.
All right.
Well, this is a whole different me and you, we know we talk about all of this, and this is very interesting. So that's why I said that's very interesting.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. But I'm retired from that now, and so
well, the good thing you mentioned that, because that is actually my last question for this topic in a word. So I'm not gonna even ask you this question that I had on here. Before that one, was were you in charge of the PASS program? That was the other question I had with that, so.
So, you know, as a member of the PASS cadre and here in upstate New York, was located in the Buffalo office for a while. And, you know, when I started, you know, when the first PASS cadre started, there were 3 people, then there were 5 people, and then people would retire. And so it got down to be, you know, a PASS cadre of 1 here, but there are other PASS specialists that I worked with across the country and downstate New York. There were 2 PASS specialists down there. So, you know, in charge, no. But, you know, did I work alone? Pretty much.
I mean, you probably didn't have a team working with you.
Yeah, so we were a team, but we, you know, we didn't work, you know, side by side, you know.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. You know what they always say, ain't no I in team.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, now this time, since you mentioned about that you had retired, now we're going to go into that question. So I hear that you are retired. How does it feel to be retired from Social Security?
Feels good. I'm enjoying the time off. I get to get some things done around the house that, you know, you kind of don't get to do because you're working. So it's been nice so far. It's not been that long, so I'm not bored yet. People keep asking me that, are you bored? And I'm like, yeah, no. got enough to do, so I'm good.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
At least you're happy.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Yeah. And you're not bored yet.
Not bored. Thanks to people like you, put things on my schedule to do.
Yes. So you see me doing this. You know, usually I don't wake up that early, but if I'm doing something like this, then I will wake up early. So, because you know, I'm not a morning person. So, everybody should know that, including grandma. I'm
glad that I didn't take that 10 o'clock time slot you offered
me. Well, I could have woke up earlier, though. So, I can't say that. I woke up earlier yesterday and went out. And okay. still came back before 12:30. So
yeah. You're just not a 5:30 in the morning person.
I don't do that now. Somebody tell me. I just be looking at him like, you can do that. I ain't doing that. And you better not call me waking me up either. Not no 5:30. Heck no. And grandma would tell you that too. So, meanwhile, compose yourself, Angela. Compose yourself. All right. Well, this is something new that I haven't did in a while. Now, this time I'm going to be reading a couple of inspirational quotes that I kind of just found on respect and manners, since this episode is actually based on respect and manners. So I'll be reading a couple of quotes from Jackie Robinson and Clarence Thomas. Now, I know you probably know something about Jackie Robinson, Leslie.
Yeah, yeah. Number 42.
The first African-American baseball player. Now this is the one from Jackie Robinson. I'm not concerned with you liking or disliking me. All I ask is that you respect me as a human being. Now that one's from Jackie Robinson. This other one is from Clarence Thomas. Good manners will open doors that the best education cannot. That one is from Clarence Thomas. I like those two.
I can get with those.
Okay.
Yeah. Respect is, you know, a basic, you know, a basic kind of relationship kind of thing. You kind of caught me with that because I'm expecting to comment no on more. On the quotes, but
you can. Yeah. That's why I mentioned about the quotes and read them. So you can.
Yeah, but a couple.
It's all on you.
My thoughts here. Respect is something that people want to receive and to get. You want to be respected, but in order to get, you know, that you have to also value the person that, you know, you want the respect from. You can't expect what you don't give. So, I mean, that you want people to treat you like you're a human being and not like you're an animal or their personal servant or subservient to them. So I get what Jackie was saying there. In terms of what Clarence Thomas was saying, my mother had a phrase that she taught me regarding manners, was that you will find the doors open with ease when you use simple phrases like these: excuse me, thank you, and please. So
I like that.
When you're kind and considerate of others, you may get some of that back. Not all the time, because people have issues, you know?
Yeah, I agree about that.
And you just have to be, you know who you are and stay in character for yourself. You know, don't get carried away in the moment. Don't let a situation take you where you regret having gone, you know.
I remember a story about manners. Since you're saying that, I'm just gonna mention the story, the personal story. I was in school, grammar school, high school. And I was, we always had, you know, we had the lunch, you know, have the lunch line and stuff. And they have the lunch lady would be serving lunch and everything. Nobody would not say thank you, which I think was, you know, disrespectful. But nobody would not say thank you until after they heard me say thank you. Then after I said thank you, everybody else followed my lead and said thank you as well too to the lunch lady. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was like I kind of made a movement technically, because every time I said, after I said thank you that day, everybody said thank you after I did.
manners are something that are learned, and respect too, you know. I mean, in this day and age, I think you asked the question about, you know, do I think that people in this generation
are... Yeah, I was just about to ask you that question.
Yeah, it's because I have thought, you know, about that question. I appreciate the fact that you, you know, you kind of prep me, you know, you didn't just catch me cold all the way.
Well, normally I would do my work first ahead of time, and then I would send it over to the person. I don't know. Yeah, here's the questions.
I appreciate you. Very professional. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I'll let you get to that question.
Okay.
I had to mention that person
a story though. So
yeah, no, I think that's a good, but it leads well into, you know, what we were talking about, and into that next question that you're gonna ask as well. You know. So
yeah. All right. Well, since I read those two quotes, now we're gonna go off topic now and have a little discussion. Not just questions, but a little discussion about respect and manners.
Okay.
So do you think, which we just talked about this question, but do you think that people in this generation are being respectful?
And so it was kind of hard for me to answer that. So I said, my written answer is yes. As much as any other generations were in the past, you know, in the times that you lived in, you always had people who were respectful and disrespectful. So, I mean, I think that, you know, this isn't any different. I just think that this era is probably one of the most complicated to navigate, you know, based on technology, the economy, social media, and all the other issues that we have in our society, that it's very complex. You know, it's difficult. It's a difficult time to, you know, be like, yes, sir, no, sir, you know, thank you. Please, you know, if you're not taught those things, and that's more on the manners than respect, but I guess manners and respect really do go hand in hand, that if you're not taught those things and or modeled those things like you did at school by saying thank you to the lunch lady and the people behind you following that, if that's not modeled where you are, then it's not going to be something that you do. My example of that is when I went a couple of summers, my mother sent me to Ohio for the summer because she was working and, you know, she didn't want her 9-year-old kid running around the streets of the city. Yes. So she sent me to a relative in Ohio, but there, when you spoke to them, you would say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, you know, and, you know, here you just say yes or no. So, I mean, so I wouldn't have considered myself to be disrespectful by saying yes or no, but there you were supposed to say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. So that you have to take that into consideration. So, in terms of people being respectful, I try to consider, you know, where they're coming from, where they are, and then try to model for them what it is that, you know, I feel is respectful. And then, you know, if you know, they feel respected and they feel, you know, that is something that, wow, that, you know, that had a good result, and I think I'm going to do that. And so I think that, you know, we live by example, and that's, you know, what I think. So
okay. I do agree about that. It just, you know, I'm in the public eye. You know that. I'm trying to get back into the public eye, so I would say my opinion would be a little bit different than your opinion, I would say. I know one time I would say one time I was actually being disrespected because as me being a visitor, and I'm just going to mention this story. Mm-hmm. Like, how would you feel? I'm just saying, how would you feel if you were talking to somebody and they basically looking down at their phone, not even giving you eye contact, would that consider not being respectful?
Again, you know, I've dealt with a lot of kids, and that, you know, that's the way it is. Back in the day, we didn't have cell phones. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have this tool that you carried around, and, you know, other people are talking to you. You know, it was kind of an undivided attention thing. So, I mean, if it was bothering me, you know, I guess maybe because I'm older and you know, if somebody was looking at their phone, I would say something to them. You know, I wouldn't feel necessarily disrespected. And I'm like, you know, are we talking, or is there some, you know, do you want me to wait, or, yeah, I don't know. But is it disrespectful? Yeah. But, you know, is it part of the times? Yeah. I mean, should we accept it? I don't know.
I would say something. I totally did say something as well too. So, told the person. You know, she was basically looking at the phone. Uh-huh. I was talking to her, uh-huh. And she basically was telling me, "Well, you know, this is the amount of time for us to be on our phones and stuff like that." I said, "Yeah, I get that, but when I talk to somebody else and their phone savvy, at least the other person would give me the proper eye contact." No, okay. As I'm talking to her though. So you, on the other hand, basically, is not being respectful to me by you not giving me eye contact, but the other person would, technically. So,
okay. Oh, you're right. I
basically told her that too, and she basically didn't even say nothing either. I'm like, okay, keep on putting your eyes in the cloud.
okay.
Just don't look at me and then I'm gonna talk to you though, if you're not gonna give me the proper, whatever you want to say it, the power respect, or whatever you want to say it. So if you want to talk to me. So
Yeah. I mean,
you give me eye contact, I'll give you eye contact. You're not gonna give me eye contact, I'm not either. So
okay. You know, I think, you know, I'd probably, you know, if you know, if we're not going to be able, you know, if we're not gonna talk, then, you know, then, you know, I guess I can spend my time some other kind of way, I guess.
Yeah, you got that, I can talk to somebody else.
Because I've not, well, I guess my godson probably does do that a little bit, but, you know, I have to think about it, but I didn't feel disrespected because he did that, but maybe I should have, I don't know. Okay. I just say, you know, are you talking to me, or are you playing on your phone? You know, they're like, I'm talking.
I agree about that. Mm-hmm.
You know, talk, and that would be it, you know. But yeah. So I mean, there's a lot. It's a rough world out here, Angelique. It's a rough world.
To nowadays, people don't even have any manners either.
And I'd hate to generalize that people don't have any manners.
Well, some people do. Yes, I agree. But some kids do, some kids don't either. Again, it's how the way you train them.
What's what people are taught. And, you know, I mean, when we were kids, well, me, you know, probably 40 years earlier than you, but...
Well, yes, I never thought I was even daughter. Okay.
my grandmother was home. You know, she worked when we weren't in school, she worked, but you know, generally when we came home, she was there to chastise us, to correct us, to teach us. But as I got older and my grandmother passed away, she wasn't there. So now I was kind of left to, you know, fend for myself. Thank God I was a little bit older. But some of these kids, you know, they're latchkey kids, you know, they come in and pretty much go to their room and take care of themselves, and watch TV kind of raises them. And, you know, so, I mean, when we were kids, we went to church and, you know, we had to do pieces and, you know, we were taught, you know, look people in the eye and speak clearly and slowly, don't mumble. You know, those are things that you're taught. And so if the younger generations aren't being exposed to these kinds of things, I can't really, you know, hold it against them.
No, that
it's, you know, it's incumbent on us who do have manners, who do, you know, can model respect, that we do so. So, you know, I don't like to say, you know, this generation has no manners or they're disrespectful, or, you know, I just like to say that, you know, we need to model better, be better role models, and you know, be better people for the people that we're around.
I agree about that.
And it's good that we're mentioning about that. There's another story I just want to draw out there. I'm just going to do a short version of it.
Okay.
The reason why I mentioned about the little kids was because I was a counselor, kids counselor. Mm-hmm. I was about to say to them.
But
a camp counselor, like day, you know.
Day camp.
Uh-huh. And I'm telling you, oh my God, Leslie. They did not want to wash their hands. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I said, come back here. I said, no. You go back into that bathroom and wash those hands. And when you come out, I want to see them spotless. That's basically what I told them. I want to see them spotless, okay? And they weren't little girls either. They were boys, okay? Little boys, okay?
Excuse me. One second, because I have some company that came in and they're rather
loud. That's all right.
You can hear them or not.
What happened to my little arrow?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Your other cousin came over and they're a little rambunctious up there.
But yeah, I'm telling you, it was like nine or ten boys, and they coming out. Did you wash those hands? Like I said, go back into that bathroom and wash those hands. They came back and they were spotless, all right. They do water in my first. What? Okay.
Yeah, that was rude.
But yeah, they were playing with me, though, messing with me. So doing water at me and stuff like that. I said, yeah, I want to see them spotless. I said, come on, put your hands up. I want to see them spotless now.
Well, see, you were like the COVID-19 preventer back then, okay? Somebody wasn't checking up on who was washing their hands.
that is like one time, it was one little boy that was cussing so much. I'm like, wait a minute, where'd you get that from? And they pointed at me and everything about where they got it from, and I went and talked to the other counselor. I said, why are you cussing around here? Do you know kids will pick them up, pick the cuss words up and stuff like that? You be careful about what you say around these kids now, because they'll pick it up.
That's the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. Yeah.
So, I could tell them. Yeah, I agree about you. I was tough when it was kids, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, kids, I think kids like, it's been my experience. I did some Girl Scouts and some other things where I've worked with kids. And I think that they respect when you talk to them, you know, when you talk to them honestly and have conversations with them. And, you know, it just don't order them around, that they respond to that. Just like, you know, an adult, you know, you can't just tell me what to do.
No.
Me,
we were just playing, you know, they and they're bored, you know, they were splashing water at me and stuff like that. Don't care. Yeah, I would just start laughing.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool.
So so what is your opinion about people being polite and having manners in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing in society to be polite and to be mannerable. Just like my mom said, again, you know, you will find doors open with ease when you use simple phrases like these: excuse me, thank you, and please. You know, it's just good to be polite. Somebody does something for you, you say thank you. You need to get past somebody or you need to interrupt someone, you say excuse me. And, you know, and you say please, you know, and I think that those are acceptable standards and should be implemented in life's day-to-day use. I don't see a problem with it, you know. Don't think we should shuffle around saying yes sir boss, but but thank you and please and excuse me, I don't think those are hurtful things.
No, it's not. And every once in a while, open up a door for somebody.
Yeah.
Because I know I do that. So.
Yeah.
Especially if older, you know, if older women come in or whatever, just open up the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or give the seat to somebody, like in a bus or something.
I mean, it's an offer, you know. I mean, yeah. Don't be offended if they don't take it, you know.
No.
Yeah.
So they even open up the door for you too. They open up the door for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a good thing we're mentioning about manners and being polite and stuff like that. You know, it was not out yet. You know, my second book is technically based on respect and manners and how to be polite to yourself and others. So, you know, I had to kind of throw that out there now.
Okay, well, that's oh man, self-promotion. You know, nothing's wrong with that.
You know it. You know I got advertised for myself now, even though it's not out yet. It's on hold, but you know I gotta talk about my second book now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, you know. Olivia the Bully. Yeah, I like that one and I'm looking forward to the next one. Cool now.
Well, this one got a cool name too. So
okay.
It does have Olivia in it, but it's really Olivia and the Flying Meatballs.
Oh,
so yeah.
All right, that'll be a good one. I can see a movie.
What? Oh, like a little short film.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Oh man, looking forward to it.
Okay. But yeah, you know how to do this episode on respect to manners, and you know how to draw out the book. Since I was really, like I said, that's the theme of the second book. So then I had to advertise, you know, for my book now.
Okay, all right.
So I am your host, Angelique. This has been another episode of Angelique Everett Show. I want to say thanks to my cousin and my special guest, Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. You know I had to have you now.
Well, good. You've had me. How was it?
it turned out to be good. It turned out to be nice.
All right, good.
Now, do not forget to use Angie Gevitt Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at Angie E.E. Show. Now you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Angie Everett Show. I would absolutely love that if you did subscribe. So please subscribe. I'm Angelique. I'm rocking it.